You're listening to the StoryCorps podcast. StoryCorps is a nonprofit supported by donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Donate now at StoryCorps.org.
For several years now, StoryCorps has been partnering with the National September 11th Memorial and Museum to record interviews about 9/11. And today on the podcast, we've got two stories from the recovery effort at the World Trade Center. Jack Murray watched the disaster unfold from the roof of his apartment building. A welder by trade, Murray found his way to Ground Zero, where he cut steel beams so rescue workers could search for survivors. Here, he talks about his decision to volunteer.
If you were going to find somebody that day to go down there who was pragmatic and clear-headed, I was not that guy. I honestly thought that the world was going to come to an end. Maybe it seems silly now, but I thought, this is absolutely a nuclear event. Today's the last day I'm alive. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm going to go downstairs and see if the neighborhood corner bar is open. I was just going to sit there with other people and see what was going to be done. One of the owners of the bar, who I was good friends with, came directly over to me. And he said, you know, Jack, you're a welder. I've got construction experience. There are people suffering, and someone needs to do something about it. Do you want to go with me? I said, well, okay, let's do this. And we're among the first 20 steel burners to go in there. Later on in that first night, I had this thought that I was standing on this gigantic funeral pyre going into the earth, and that with all the heat that kept coming out from underneath the debris and the fires that would come up, I realized I was probably breathing in the ashen remains of some of the people. It was kind of like a communion for me.
Jack Murray, remembering the night of September 11th, 2001. John Romanovich spent 4 months at Ground Zero. He was working for the Department of Design and Construction, the city agency in charge of the cleanup. He arrived at the site just days after the attack.
I remember stepping off a bus that took us there, and I'd seen enough of it on television to pretty much know what to expect. But that initial impression was as if we had walked out of the audience and became part of the show, like we crossed into a different reality. I was working from 3 in the afternoon to 11 or midnight. By the time I got home, my wife and daughter were sleeping. When I woke up, I was alone. I'd have breakfast. One day, I was getting ready, and my identification to be able to access the site was gone. My daughter had taken my ID to school. Well, the next time that we were both home and awake, my daughter asked me to forgive her for taking it because she was just proud that she wanted to show her friends who I was. I think most of us consider ourselves just to be ants crawling around on the pile. But in her eyes, I was a big deal. I was going to Ground Zero every day. Going back to a regular, normal job, and a regular, normal existence. That was a real adjustment because we all eventually got to where that was where we felt normal. We didn't ever feel right when we had to leave, when we had to go home. So that was like you were getting cut from the team.
John Romanovich, a recovery worker at the World Trade Center site in New York City. StoryCorps hopes to record one story for every life lost on 9/11. If you were affected by the disaster, go to our website, storycorps.org, to find out how you can add your voice to the archive. We've got several pages of September 11th stories on our website, along with hundreds of other conversations for you to hear. I'm Michael Garofalo for the StoryCorps podcast. Thanks for listening.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Additional funding comes from the Atlantic Philanthropies and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps on NPR's Morning Edition and on Latino USA with Maria Hinojosa. Learn more about the project, including how to make a reservation for your own interview, at StoryCorps.org.